we, I think, are naturally cautious when it comes to judgment, and should be. And we hear all sorts of people who just know that they're going to heaven who will say things that are just completely opposite of what the Word of God says as far as being able to have that gift. And so because of that, I think we have kind of held back off of this theme through the years, certainly during the years I was growing up. And by doing so, while I think the caution was admirable, I think what they did was they really took away part of the message of the good news of Jesus Christ. And I have to say, if we did not have a hope of heaven, that was the way the word is used, an expectation, a longing, then our service to God would really be muted. And I think a lot of people's service to God is muted, as far as I think they hold back, because you ask them if they're going to heaven, and instead of saying, well, I certainly have the hope of heaven, as the Bible uses it, the expectation that if I continue to do my part, God will do His part, but it's more of a, well, I hope so, kind of like getting a lottery ticket and hoping that your number comes up. That is not the hope that God wanted for us to have. He wants us to understand heaven is ours. He is guaranteed by extending His grace that we can have heaven. And Jesus has guaranteed that our sins can be forgiven by taking our place on the cross. He shed His blood. So the only thing that is missing is our part. And if we will do our part, God is guaranteed to do His part. Jesus is guaranteed to do His part. So the only thing that can possibly keep us from going to heaven is us. And why would we want to take that risk of not going to heaven when God has made it really clear? This is, it's not always easy to understand what the Word says, but it's understandable. Most of the things that you all do that you have a certain adeptness at, a certain skill at, it was hard for you to get that. And one of the reasons that you have the skill and so many other people don't have the skill is they were not interested in developing that skill, or they were too lazy to acquire it. The reason that most people will not go to heaven is that they are too lazy to find out what God wanted them to do, or they have no interest in doing it. And so this lesson, to me, when I think about it for my own life, is one of the happiest things that I can possibly dwell on. We're going to heaven, not because we deserve it, but because God has offered us with terms heaven. And so here it is, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 10. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar. So those who claim you cannot go, if claim that you cannot know if you have eternal life or not, are making God out to be a liar. What a sad religion that is. Because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. This life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And so here is a fact. God's given us eternal life. Do you want it? Are you willing to put the effort into it that he requires to make sure that you can take hold of it? 1 Timothy chapter 6 now in verse 11. You, man of God, flee from all this, talking about these worldly pursuits, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. fight the good fight of faith. I think maybe this is one of the problems with modern day Christianity, is so watered down that we've just become a bunch of milquetoasts who will not stand for God. Fight the good fight of faith. It's not talking about violence here. It's talking about being willing to take the stand and give the effort. Fight the good fight of faith. Look at this. Take hold of the eternal life to which you are called. When you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Paul's writing to Timothy. He's a young preacher. I suspect he's somewhere between the age of Josh and me. Probably closer to Josh's age than me, but I think he was about 40 when this was written. And Paul is just saying, take hold of the eternal life you've been given. So we need to take hold of it. We need to be proactive. Stop waiting for it to be done for you. Romans chapter 2 now in verse 6. God will give to each person according to what he has done. This is one of the greatest truths that the New Testament teaches. It teaches it completely and thoroughly all the way through the New Testament. God will give to each person according to what he's done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. Here's one of the saddest things, one of the greatest truths I think we need to understand. Every one of us deserve death. Every one of us have been lost in our sin at one time or another. And we had the opportunity to come out of that sin. And some of us took advantage of that, but went right back into sin and were lost again. Not because you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're saved, you're lost, you're saved, you're lost. If you walk in the light, John tells us, as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. So you can be struggling, but ever penitent, or that attitude of heart where I'm trying to do the right thing. I just keep slipping, but I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm sorry when I've sinned. That's walking in the light. It is the idea of I'm trying to do the best I can of what God has for me. But we've all been lost. What will you do about it? And the answer is, take hold of the eternal life he's given you. Romans chapter 6 now in verse 22. Now you've been... Well, let me go back up to verse 20. When you are slaves to sin, you are free from the control of righteousness. Every one of us, I suspect, has struggled with a sin to some point where we have felt enslaved to it. What benefit did you reap at the time from the things you're now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God. The benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. 4. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is one of the reasons we can know we have eternal life, because you don't earn it. Do you have your part to do? Yes. Is obedience required? Absolutely. But we always go back to that eternal truth. It's by grace you've been saved through faith, not by works, lest any man boast. Now, don't make a mistake. Faith is works. It was Jesus who said, the work of God is to believe in the one who sent him. That's John 6:29. So faith, having belief as part of the component of faith, is work. It's by grace you've been saved through faith. We still have our part to do, but our part isn't what saves us. It is God's grace. It is Christ's shed blood. So when we get to thinking, well, I can never be good enough to be saved, that's right. We can't be. It's not by works, but you still have to have them. You have to have belief. You have to have faith, which is a belief in action. Sometimes it's absolutely the same, but usually faith goes a little bit beyond belief. We have to have confession of our belief. We have to repent of our sins. That's hard work. And we have to be baptized. Those things we have to do to get into Christ, and then we have to walk faithfully unto death. But if we'll do it, we'll have God. John 3:16, we all know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 36 says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. We have to not only believe in Christ, but his word. We have to accept his terms.
But if we do, eternal life's waiting for us. And I want to say it again. We're going to heaven unless you decide not to. Who in their right mind would decide not to go to heaven? And I don't know anybody that's that dumb, but I know a lot of people who are acting like they are by not accepting the terms. The reason we spend so much time encouraging people to read the Word for themselves is there's a lot of religious error out there that people are teaching. There is zero religious error within the Word of God. And so if you want to know what it takes to be saved, read for yourself, study for yourself, and you'll have no doubt whatsoever. Finally, Galatians chapter 6 and verses 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The man who sows to reap his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. Again, we've all done that. That's why we're called to repent. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we don't give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And then back to where we started, John chapter 5, verse 13. I write these things to those of you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. We're not talking about an arrogance or some kind of a sense of entitlement. We're talking about taking God at His word, who has promised us if we will live in a certain way, if we'll repent when we don't, if we'll live on His terms and come back to Him on His terms, we'll have eternal life. We're going to heaven. When we know that, this life becomes so much more enjoyable because we have confidence. And then we start reaching out to share that good news with others. Are you going to heaven? If you're not sure, better make sure. The invitation's open. If you need to respond, won't you do that while we stand and sing?